Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Welcome to the Stu Peters Show and Merry Christmas. My name is Lauren Witzke. I'm filling in for Stu Peters today as he is at his child's theater program, a Christmas program today. So, of course, family comes first. So I'll be filling in for Stu today. Now, but we do have some familiar faces for you in this segment. So, as you all know, Karen Kingston has been uncovering the worst of the worst. She's been uncovering the truth. And since day one, and she's been scrutinized, she's been slandered, and she's been called a conspiracy theorist just because she read the government documents and their patents. And what she has uncovered has not only been horrific, however, it has impacted change. Now, she does have a new study that she has came upon that is extremely concerning and demands instantaneous action from parents. And Karen Kingston joins us now. Karen, as soon as I heard about this, I was like, okay, we got to get this out before Christmas break. This is extremely concerning, especially because it is in regard to children. We are seeing a surge in overall injuries in vaccinations. And we're not just talking about COVID vaccinations. We know that COVID vaccines are extremely dangerous, especially for children. But there has been a surge in all injuries on all childhood vaccines. Am I correct?
That's correct, Lauren. And thank you so much for having me on, because being a parent myself, I know that over the holiday break, we often take our kids in their wellness checks because we don't want to pull them out of school. And during that wellness check, they usually get a vaccine. And when I was preparing for an interview with Stu earlier this week, I went through all of the declarations that were made by Secretary Azar, former Secretary of Human Services. And what I found should be alarming to every parent is what it indicates is that weapon is every parent's worst nightmare, meaning what they're doing to protect their child could end up injuring them, or they could end up losing their child. Because what Secretary Azar did on August 24th of 2020 was he declared that all vaccines, and he specifically emphasized vaccines, would be categorized as a medical countermeasure. So and that was on August 24th, 2020. Before we go through all these documents, I want to show the parents the evidence that the childhood vaccine schedule, what's in those childhood vaccines, there obviously has been some tampering with it. So if you go to that first slide on the right-hand side, what you will see is all the vaccines, serious injuries and deaths that were reported into the CDC base. Between 2020, so this declaration was made on August 24th, 2020, saying that all childhood vaccines are medical countermeasures, meaning that parents will not have informed consent regarding what's in them, meaning they could have mRNA technology in them, some of them. Look at the serious injuries and deaths. It's up nearly 400%.
Wow.
So the explanation for that is something has gone terribly wrong with the childhood vaccines. Let's go back to that data as well, because I do want to point out one other thing from that chart, is that why is this so alarming? Because in 2021, the overall vaccination rate for children was down, was much lower than it was in 18 and 2019.
Mm.
And it was similar, and, you know, and it continued to decline after 2020. So you have up to 15 to 20% less children being vaccinated, and a 400% increase in serious adverse events.
No, they have done something. They did something, and they, because they labeled it a countermeasure, so they could do whatever they wanted to it. They're already not disclosing what's 50% in the vaccines. They don't have to. They could put whatever they wanted. They could put cyanide in 50% of it, and they don't have to disclose it. But now something has happened where they don't have to disclose anything. And so vaccination rates for children went down, but still injuries surged since 2020. So they did something to the childhood vaccine schedule. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they did. So when Azar declared all childhood vaccines are medical countermeasures, what does that mean? That means they're military countermeasures that don't need to go through manufacturing processes. They don't have to be proven to be effective or safe. You know, they've given only to the manufacturers, and also under Section 3024 of the Cures Act, parents and healthcare providers do not need to be get informed consent if it's not in, if the government believes it's not in their best interest to be informed. So again, you can see informed consent waiver. So it's contrary to the best interest of such human beings. That doesn't mean that they're safe. That doesn't mean any, that just means that the government has decided, we don't think you should know what we're doing to you or what's in these products. And now all childhood vaccines have been categorized that way. So let me show you, yeah, there's the declaration. This was made on August 24th of 2020. You can go to my Substack and see the documents yourself. And what he says is because, Secretary says, because there's been a decrease in vaccination rates, that's concerning to me. That could result in more COVID-19 infections. That's a bunch of hooey. So all childhood vaccines and all adult vaccines now are countermeasures. So that means they can potentially include mRNA technology. Now, here's the other kicker. As a medical countermeasure in that situation, Secretary assured all pediatricians and pharmacists that you're a covered person. What does that mean? That means, let's say you start giving out traditional childhood vaccines and you start noticing that children are coming in with serious injuries, diseases, disabilities, children are dying, and you're thinking, maybe there's something wrong here. Secretary Azar wants pediatricians and pharmacists to know, as a covered person, you can know that what you're doing has bad intentions. You can know that there's no factual or legal basis for what you're doing, and you can know that the harm outweighs the good. But as long as you're following my guidance, no one should press criminal or civil charges against you. It's literally a license to kill. And it's, he made childhood vaccines. Now, you know, if you start, if your system starts administering childhood vaccines, no matter what they are, I mean, MMR, rubella, okay, chickenpox, DTaP, if you're getting the Gardasil, don't do that. But don't get any vaccines. If they start noticing more injuries and they know that something is wrong, they're probably getting greater financial incentives, and Secretary Azar and now Becerra saying, don't worry about it to cause injury and death on pediatric patients, on children.
Right. So I saw this other slide you sent me. It's from Pfizer, unleashing the new wave of next wave of scientific innovations to fight viruses and more. Now, we already know that they are in the clinical trials. They were recruiting people at CVS to take the flu, the mRNA flu shot. So they're already putting mRNA in the flu shots, and they're running test trials on that. One of my elderly viewers sent me an email they received from CBS. So we know that they are using mRNA to fight other viruses. They're expanding. I don't believe viruses are real, but, you know, expanding. Yeah, viruses. They're expanding into other industries. And despite the amount of people that were injured or killed by the mRNA vaccine, which is unprecedented numbers, it should have never been brought to market. It should have never made it through trials. It should have been shut down. And instead, they pushed it on people. Hey, you're going to lose your job unless you take this. Hey, your kids have to take it. And it's just been absolutely criminal. But now they have gone to the extent that, okay, we're going to put it in all the vaccines. And actually, you don't have to have informed consent as a parent in what is in the childhood vaccines. We're going to put it in there as well. As a result, we're seeing another surge in injuries, deaths, overall just deaths in children. And they had less vaccinations. And, you know, I wasn't an anti-vaxxer before. I was never like a huge anti-vaxxer. I would have taken my kids probably to get the child scheduled vaccines had this been 2 years ago, had I had them 2 years ago. But seeing the amount of evil behind all this, and to the extent that they will go to not give you informed consent, to hide the truth from you, made me think, hey, maybe something is very wrong. You know, this even happened with autism and childhood vaccines. They just ignored it. You know, it was a surge. It was a correlation and a surge in childhood vaccine schedules and autism. Just ignore it. It's not true. You're a conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer. And now you're sounding the alarm on this. And I think you're going to be proven vindicated. I mean, I believe 100% it is the truth.
Yeah, I think we need to start, you know, some of our experts and scientists, they need to start getting their hands on some of these childhood vaccines and see if this lipid nanoparticle technology is in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought up the correlation between childhood vaccines and autism, because that is correlated in general to the presence of mercury and aluminum in the childhood vaccines, right? So that was the correlation. Mm-hmm. If you want to pull that slide back up. That important. What is mRNA? It is lipid nanoparticle technology. That's what it is. So this concept for people to accuse someone like myself and scientists who have seen that this is technology. It's not a biological. It is technology. It is a electronic intelligent device, and it says it right there on Pfizer's website. They call it a lipid nanoparticle, but that nanoparticle is mRNA nanotechnology that's been used by our military. And so now it used to be that aluminum in childhood vaccines. Now they're putting military grade nanoparticle technology in childhood vaccines. Parents, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do this. You don't want to gamble with your child's health. Do not get them vaccinated this holiday season. Just don't. Take a look at, Karen Kingston's Substack. It's up there right now. Take a look at the evidence of the skyrocketing deaths and injuries caused by childhood vaccinations in 2021, and look at Secretary Azar's declaration. This technology has always been used primarily in biodefense as a bioweapon, period. And it's also been used in experiments in cancer to aggressively, because it's cytotoxic, it kills cells. It's programmed to do that, to aggressively kill cells. It has nothing to do with providing immunity to your child, which is why they changed the definition of vaccines, right? So they did that to cover the childhood vaccines as well, and now they made the medical countermeasures. They have declared war not just on our nation, but on our children. Do not do this.
Yeah, I truly believe it was always about the children. You know, that is what was always the goal, but they had to get through us first as adults, and that's why they came for us first, and then the end game is always the children. Now, the concerning thing about the mRNA technology, we know it's not a vaccine. We know that this is essentially a technology is what it is, but it is a gene editing technology. Can you go? I know this might be redundant, but can you go through what that means exactly for our new viewers? If you could explain what gene editing technology is, what is it?
Yeah. Well, so everyone that, you know, Dr. Malone invented an mRNA vaccine. And by the way, you know, you take a look at the NIH documents, you take a look at the patents and the research. Vaccine in the biodefense world, it is a bioweapon. So it would have been nice, actually, if that had been shared with us from an expert that was an expert in biodefense. So what is an mRNA vaccine? What is mRNA? Most people thought that they were getting a synthetic created viral sequence that was in some kind of envelope. That's not what it is. mRNA in this text is literally codes. It's program codes. And the lipid nanoparticle is made of something called smart hydrogel. They talk about pegylated lipids. Pfizer on their own website says they have a cationic lipid. A lipid is a fat, so it doesn't sound so bad. Cationic means it hosts electronic fields, a positive electronic field, which actually then converts to a negative one. Lipids don't do that. Nothing does that. Okay, cholesterol doesn't do that. It's an electronic device that's biosynthetic. In a sense, it's a biosynthetic computer or something we would call as artificial intelligence. That's right. What these things are. They're advanced technologies. And then the MA, so the cationic lipid hosts the electronic field. It conducts something called electroporation. So it actually allows for an electric field for the cell so that it can penetrate the cell wall. And it does penetrate the nucleus. And then we haven't even broken this yet, but the patents say they actually use CRISPR-Cas9. It's not mRNA. It's siRNA, silencing RNA. They delete or silence genetic codes, you know, in the cell, and they run them with new codes. And we don't know what those codes are. We're told, I mean, and the concept, though, that concept is true, that they're just the codes to produce the spike protein. These are permanent changes. So now the human cells, you know, you're going to have, what, a billion human cells in the body now becoming spike protein factories? That's also, if you guys, I don't know if you have that slide, Pfizer admits to that on their own website, too. They're going to turn your body into a spike protein factory. It is a very evil and horrifying weapon.
Yes.
To use on adults and children. So that's what it is. So mRNA editing, that's what it is. So when we were told that this was an mRNA vaccine, that was all a lie. It's not. And as you go through the patents, I don't know why they even say mRNA. I mean, the technology, it's different it's silencing RNA. Like I said, it's CRISPR-Cas9. It's triple helix. I don't want to get too technical, but you know, that was a whole, we were being gaslit when we were told that these were just, you know, mRNA. I think most of us thought this was, again, part of a viral sequence that was synthetically recreated in some kind of envelope that was then being delivered into a cell, which is historically, scientifically speaking, impossible to do. You actually have to host an electronic field. The codes, the technologies all need to be encapsulated into this biosynthetic biosphere, which is, again, is the hydrogel. And I know it sounds like sci-fi, but it was developped by our intelligence communities and our military.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, you also, okay, I'm going to go into this next slide. It's about lipid nanoparticles. Okay. So the mRNA needs the lipid nanoparticle to penetrate the human cell gene. I don't know the proper vernacular. I'm not a scientist.
The cell wall. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing can get into a single helix virus cannot penetrate. SARS-CoV-2 could never infect people. It could only infect people if it was encapsulated in a biosphere or the codes for it were. That's the lipid nanoparticle. So there was never the concept that there was a virus that caused the pandemic is a lie. And all the experts know this. If you go through all the peer-reviewed publications beginning in 2018, including Ralph Baric himself, he says, look, if I can infect a set of a body, then maybe I can do damage with my SARS-CoV-2 mRNA sequence, because that's what it is. It is an mRNA sequence. He goes, but I can't actually cause a pandemic unless I merge, you know, these genetic codes to create viruses and whatever else I want with nanoparticle technology.
It's true.
So if you read my Substack, what happened in Wuhan, I go through that. So yes, you can't get sick from a virus. Viruses aren't infectious. Everyone said this. Fauci said this in 2014 about Ebola. Very highly deadly viruses are not highly infectious. They just aren't.
Yes.
Anyway.
And so it's basically a weaponized technology is what it's doing. They weaponized it against a global population for a depopulation agenda. The same people like Bill Gates who say there's way too many people on the world using up way too much stuff are the ones who were behind the development. They helped fund it. They're the ones that were propagandizing people to do it. You know, I keep calling for accountability. It doesn't seem like elected officials care. It's kind of like, oh, we'll have our roundtables and our hot takes on Fox News. But the truth of the matter is people are dying and now children are dying. And now they're expanding the program into other childhood vaccines. So more children are going to die. Now, Karen, listen, I know for a fact that you run about 9 months ahead of the news cycle. That's the thing. Things you talk about now, you're called a crazy conspiracy theorist out of your mind. And then 9 months later, it hits the mainstream news and you're vindicated every single time. But between that 9 months, I know that you take a lot of heat. And we're so grateful for all your research and everything you have done here at the Stu Peters Network, all the information you have brought. So listen, we're transitioning from Christmas into a new year. It's been one heck of a year. I'm so glad you've been on for the ride. But if you could give a message to the Stu Peters Network audience, all of us here, to prepare for next year or what we should do, how we can have an outlook next year, what would it be?
Yeah, that's a great question. You always go back to the Book of Matthew when the Pharisees asked Jesus, "What's the most important commandments? You know, or commandment?" And he said, "Love God with all your heart, mind, you know, and then love your neighbor through God's love, right, as yourself." But that's through loving God and then loving your neighbor through God's love. And I think that is the message. We know that these inoculations are bioweapons.
Yes.
We know shedding is real. We know that they're, contaminating our food with this, right? Quarantine and continuing to divide our nation is not going to save our nation, and it's not going to save humanity. We have to understand that people were deceived, and we have to be. We have to love them, right? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of our mind. So if you family your neighbors, tell them, I know what I'm about to tell you, but I don't want you to be afraid because I love you and God loves you. And if they have the knowledge this was an intentional bioweapon on us and our children. And it was orchestrated by bad characters, bad actors in our government and in our military. We really need to just unite with one another. So I think that's really what's an end. And it's a tough conversation to have, but I know the dark flee in the light. So we need to tell people that we need to do it in a loving way. And that being said, though, our trusted experts and leaders who have misled us, they need to be held to account.
Yes.
And I would ask, if you're on the Stu Peters Show or crew, seeing other platforms and other experts say that this was a virus that came out of Wuhan and you know the truth, or they're not calling the shots bioweapons, question them, call them out on social media. We have to start being as bold about as they are about their lies.
Yes.
And I'm just, that's what's going to make a difference too. So, in the battlefield, have courage, and then at, home and in your community, just have love and compassion for people.
Right. Have compassion for those who are deceived. Have compassion for those who were deceived. However, Christ didn't come to this earth to bring peace, but a sword. That's what his own word says. So we have to be confrontational with these elected officials who are trying to toe the line. And instead of telling the truth, we just need you to tell the truth. We can handle it. The biggest lie that they tell us is that we can't handle the truth. That's why they lie to us. No, it's total crap. This new year, be confrontational, especially when it comes fighting for the truth, and have compassion for those who were deceived by them. Karen Kingston, thank you so much for joining us today. Merry Christmas. God bless you. And we love you. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you, Lauren.
I want to talk to you about my great friends over at Gold Co. You've been hearing me talk about Gold Co. a lot, and they are doing amazing things for the public. I'm getting emails all over the place as people are protecting themselves from this hyperinflation and these tax hikes and this criminal government theft and hundreds of billions of dollars being stolen so it can be sent over to Ukraine and funding the mandates and the bioweapon injections. We're funding our own demise. Plus, they're going to reset the financial system to zero. Everything that you've worked hard for is going to be gone. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Make sure to mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I remember last year during this time, I was getting phone calls from prisoners like Jake Lang, who were still sitting in the DC gulags over Christmas. They spent Christmas alone. There was no presents or Christmas tree or a Christmas dinner for them. These patriots have been sitting in the gulags. They're still there. I'm still getting those phone calls again this year. Still no trials, still no due process, just because these J6 prisoners had the audacity to stand up for an election integrity and stand against stolen elections here in the United States of America. We literally have political prisoners. Now, Dave Summerall is the founder of StopHate.com. They have done a lot of activism fighting for these J6ers. They've raised some money for them. I know that there's a lot of grifting groups who have taken money on behalf of the J6ers, but haven't delivered anything. anything for them. But StopHate.com has been on the ground the whole time. They've been in the faces of those in D.C. who are responsible, the elected officials. They have held them accountable. I wanted to hear a little more about what activism you made or you had this past year that actually made impact. I want to hear what the headway that we have made and what the plan is for the new year to get these J6ers out of prison once and for all. Dave, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you tell me anything? Have we made any headway?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on here today, Lauren. I appreciate that so much. But yeah, we're making progress every time we come on a show like this, every time we have a conversation with someone, every time we share a post or a video or a movie or a clip that goes against the narrative. That's points on the board because it's eyes on it, and we just need more. And you know, these prisoners, you're absolutely right. It's the second Christmas without seeing their family. And to put that in perspective, there's been no visitation in between. They haven't seen their families. They haven't seen their children. They haven't seen their pets. And there's long-term repercussions for all this in these families. It's destroying people. And it's horrible to see. And it's that much more important for us to stand behind and rally behind these people right now.
It's true. And you know, I remember getting those phone calls last year, and I'm getting the same ones this year. And it feels like, you know, nothing has changed. However, I know you've released a couple documentaries this year. I see you guys all over the news. I see them calling in, you know, and sounding the alarm on what's happening in the DC gulags. They have survived abuse, you know, neglect, not to mention criminal activity where they are just completely denying them basic human rights. We had one J6er I know commit suicide earlier this year. It's absolutely tragic. Now, we're at a point now in America where we have political prisoners, and it's our own people. These are not foreign immigrant political prisoners. These are our own American people who haven't even been charged with insurrection, you know, sitting in prison for nothing more than trespassing. And, you know, I know these guards have abused them. We talked to Ryan a couple weeks ago who now has is blind in one eye because he had his eye socket broken by a DC guard. Now, facing the new year, looking into the new year, what can we do? How can we rally behind them? How can we force change to fight back against a regime that is now enslaving its own American citizens who had the audacity to stand up for election integrity? What can we do, Dave?
Well, I think that's the greatest question that everyone's asking. We're not winning the court battles. We're fighting their game on their turf with their players and their rules, and we're losing. 100% kill rate for DC against J6ers, aside from one guy, you know, I think it's Martin, but, you know, it's 100% win rate for them, and it's crooked. It's all the same stuff. So I think the only thing we can really do to change the narrative is to make people more aware of the four deaths, you know, and I know you will. And the CPR that was given by the crowd and all the things that happened that the public at large doesn't know about. They don't know the reality of the day or who started the fight being the police and what happened after that. If you come in halfway through a fight, you can't tell who started it. And that's where everyone's led into this whole argument is halfway through. And you can't really tell the truth from that. So what we've tried to do is just present the evidence and video and witnesses to show that the police actually murdered four innocent civilians that day, not just Ashley Boyland. She didn't die of a drug overdose. She was beaten to death by Lila Morris, Metro Police. And then Kevin Greason and Benjamin Phillips both fell victim to those concussion grenades. They were standing peacefully in a crowd and were killed by these police. And people don't know the truth behind those stories or the reality behind Officer Sicknick, the lie that they intentionally made up. The EMS did not say there was a head wound. The two witnesses that helped him get to the police line to get help and that offered medical treatment never said anything about a head wound because there wasn't one yet. This whole lie about him being bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher and even impeached our president over that. I don't think that's acceptable. And these are lies that they get away with because the public hasn't stood up and said, you know what? This is our JFK moment. Now we know who murdered these people and we have to hold them accountable. We don't have to wait 50 years, people. We have the evidence, we have the truth. And if we're ever gonna take control of our country again, it's gonna be because of something like this. And it doesn't have to be violent. We're not pushing for a big upheaval and none of that stuff. We can do this peacefully and legally. but it has to do with awareness and support for these people that went to stand for us. And until we get over that narrative, you know, that, oh, you people killed a police, that doesn't make it true. We have video, we have witnesses, we have all the truth. And that's what we've been trying to do all year, is just go, you know, as many shows, as many conferences will allow us to speak, because a lot of people don't want to talk about J6, and our media by and large does not want to touch it. Our politicians are staying away from it. And I'll tell you right now, I want a political party just for J6ers. I think that we're the ones that fight for our country. We're in the gap, and they're scared of us. You know, if we said we were taking the Capitol in 24, we might get some. But, you know, I believe that that's the kind of awareness that we need on this, for people to understand it's a big lie. And it's not about Trump, and it's not about the election. It's not about that. It's about political hostages in America, not prisoners, because prisoners have rights. These people are being abused and destroyed and driven to suicide. We've had six that we know of, suicides by J6ers, that can't take the weight of the federal government. That's the truth. These are the stories that people need to know. Go to stophate.com, check out the death articles, check out the videos, click on everything on the home, on the front page. It's all a video or an article, and people can really educate themselves. But Lauren, I think the most important thing we can do right now is share that book. And I was telling you about it, The American Gulag Chronicles. We've never had a book like this in our American history that has political prisoners writing letters to America from inside jails, inside America, being held by their government as political pawns. I mean, we know what's going on. It's all to get Trump. It's all to change the amount of security that they have, the amount of surveillance that they have. They're using the Patriot Act against patriots. And that's not the way we wanted it designed, but we fell into that trap. So this book, The American Gulag Chronicles, is letters from prison. And it's these guys' stories and girls for the last, you know, for a year's period of time, about 35 of the people. And it tells their intent. It tells their story. It tells what they witnessed. And I think the most important thing you'll find when you read these, over a huge percentage are veterans, you know, a huge percentage are Christians. That's kind of a pointed terrorism move by the government, if you ask me. But it's the expression of pain, their letters, their drawings, and just their story, their version that the media won't let get out. You know, the lawyers don't want them telling, the judges are, you know, putting the silence on. And it's a horrible situation for these people, and they feel alone and left out and forgotten and blamed for what happened. And it's not. This book is a great opportunity for awareness and fundraising. All 100% of the money, not 60%, not 70%, but 100%, all volunteer run organization here. So, you know, we're just trying to get the awareness up and the money raised and fight the battle with these people and stand and, you know, help them carry the load.
It's true. And, you know, I've heard a lot of stories of people who raised money for these J6ers, use them essentially to raise the money and pretty much fund themselves, and they aren't getting any of it. So where can people find this book? But I wanted to, where can people find this book? But also I wanted to mention my experience of J6. You had talked about the lies surrounding it. But first off, where can people find the book? At stophate.com?
Stop. Scroll down about. You can go to The American Gulag Chronicles.com. It's hard to spell. I get it. Or you can go to lettersfromprison.us. That's another one. Or j6patriotnews.com. If you already follow Tim, he's the one that put this book together with Marie Goodwin from the Patriot Mail Project. And let me just say, we raised over 50 grand for the kids and their families through the Mail Project this Christmas. What a beautiful expression that the public really helped step up and step in for these kids so they get some presents. Dad has been gone for a long time. There's no money. You know, you can't make payments if you're not working. So these people's lives have been radically changed. Just to give them a little hope for Christmas was beautiful. And I appreciate everybody's response and support in that program. But yeah, stophate.com. Just scroll down halfway down the page and you'll see a
Okay. Yep. StopHate.com, folks. We'll also put the link in the description. All the money goes towards the political prisoners and their families. So you had mentioned the lies surrounding J6. I was there. I was tear gassed and they threw the flash bombs at me and I was just standing there. It was very, I'm probably going to get my bank account shut down over saying this again or put on a no-fly list again or labeled a domestic terrorist extremist again for saying the truth. But I was just standing there. We were just standing there. And then it was like they got the call to start just flash bombing us. They just started throwing bombs at us. It was smoke. It was tear gas. And we hadn't even breached. Like, they hadn't even breached yet. They were just standing there. They were provoking people. The gentleman died beside me, had a heart attack after they threw a flash bomb at us. And, you know, I remember them seeing the headlines. Oh, cop killed by, you know, Trump supporters on J6. I saw the headlines that she, Roseanne Boylan, had died of a drug overdose. Like, they took the narrative and they blasted it all over the media. And it wasn't even true. Yes, people died on J6, but it was our people. They were killed, essentially. And, you know, people don't talk about the fact that Officer Sicknick, he died of a stroke 2 days later. It's quite possible he had the vaccine because they were the first ones that got the got it during the rollout. And what is like the number one thing people are dying from? The vaccine right now, heart, cardiac arrest, myocarditis, pulmonary embolisms. That's happening. 80% of them are dying within the first 2 weeks of receiving the vaccine. So that is quite a possibility, too, because he was probably one of the first to get it. He died of a stroke, but of course it was MAGA terrorists, domestic extremists that did it to him, you know, and it was just, it was so many lies, it was so much deceit, and I am appalled at how many conservatives didn't get behind the J6ers. They didn't get behind people like me who needed help, who were put on no-fly lists, who had our bank accounts shut down and our money stolen from the federal government, by the federal government. You know, it was very evil. Nobody would stand up for us because the media had lied and set a narrative and a standard of what you're supposed to believe when it wasn't even true. And how quickly other conservatives turned their back on people like us, on these J6 prisoners, just because the media lies and it wasn't true. And, you know, it's appalling to me. I feel like there is certainly a movement to try to just squash anybody who had the audacity to support President Trump. You know, he started a movement in 2016. I really believed in that movement. Now, I have been disappointed that Trump really hasn't taken a huge stance for the J6 prisoners. He did say that he would pardon them if he were reelected. We are counting on that happening. We are praying for that to happen. But, you know, he really started a movement in 2016 that scared him. You know, that scared them to see what he did, that populist uprising per se. People have had enough of the establishment.
They haven't. It scared them to have more than 1 million people show up in D.C. to agree with him. And that scares the pants off of them.
It's true.
You know, hey, it shouldn't be us that's in fear of them. It should be the other way around. And it's not a violent thing. It's a control thing. And as long as we're being controlled and manipulated, sold a false bill of goods, we need to stand up and correct that and put people in these positions like J6ers that you can trust that'll fight for freedom and justice and never bend a knee to tyranny and never take the dollar and never bend up like wet cardboard. You know, these people are strong. We owe them so much of a debt of gratitude for exposing what this government would do to everyone if given action, of course, that they want to go. We've seen it at the school board meetings. If you say, hey, I don't like CRT, that same strong arm of the FBI will bang on your door and take your freedoms and liberties, your constitution. That's what we're experiencing. There's that domestic violent extremist that they want to label everybody as. And look, the way I look at it, we're going to need our own water fountain soon. We can't bank. We can't travel. We can't use any kind of electronic means of social media or banking or anything. I mean, they deplatform, it's social terrorism at its finest. It's no longer just being on every aspect. You can't rent, you can't buy, you're broke if you're a J6er, so you can't work, you can't. So this is the thing. So it's backwards. We see that we need to alert everyone as to of the reality of where we're going and stand for others that are in this position, not just J6ers. Look, a lot of people have been suffering in this criminal justice system for years and years, and we didn't care. It didn't bother us. It wasn't our thing. But I really think this is one of those crossover times that we can look to the other side and say, we don't agree about a lot of stuff, but we agree that our government is holding us as prisoners and hostages for their gain, for their purposes. And we need to find a way to put an end to that and into their power. You know, that's really what it's all about. And of course, I get in trouble all the time for saying, oh, you're trying to overthrow the government. I don't want to overthrow the government. I love our government. I want to throw the criminals out of our government and keep it. Our Constitution's the best thing ever. That's why they're trying to destroy it with little takeaways like this. And they never give any ground back. They always take more. So it's up to us to stand and fight and be strong. And all those are not physical words, just so people know. But it comes to a point, they want us to have a civil war. We talked about it in that second movie, Bloody Hill. That's not what we want. We don't want violence. We can do this without that. The Civil War was the worst time in our period of history ever. We don't need a repeat. But, you know, you've been in the first movie, writing history. That little interview, you really capture, overthrow this election. If they do this to us, that tells us, we need, and it really did, and it's been just a carryover every since. You know, it's just the prisoners' plight is so important for people to know about. Coming on shows like this is so great, just to be able to spread that message and spread the book and tell people, you know, this is how you can help. There are calls to action at stophate.com/J6. Click on calls to action. There's prayer group, letter writing, contact your senator, congressman, sign petitions, get involved, donate. If you have a couple bucks to help these people out, the money goes straight to them. We don't touch the money. I appreciate you saying that too. We're not grifting off anything. I'm a carpenter. I pay my own way and I pay for most of my crew. I could use support too. Winter is bad for my carpentry. Keep in the fight. We've got so much to do. If you want to support our team, go to stophate.com/support. And I appreciate you and bless you for any kind of help you can give us. But really reach out and help these prisoners right now. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And you can get the Gulag Chronicles at stophate.com. It's a great way to spread the word. Give it to a friend. Hey, listen, this is historical that this is happening. I'm praying that 10 years from now, we'll look back and be like, wow, I can't believe that happened. But it is, I mean, it will be a historical document. So make sure you go over to stophate.com. Dave, thank you so much for joining us today. You're always welcome on the Stu Peters Show. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me today.
Of course.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
We're now exposing dog food of all things. Did you know that you're probably poisoning your dog with the dog food that you're giving them, your best friend, because it has meat meal in it? What's this meat meal? Well, it's leftover packing plant scraps from the floor and spoiled meat from supermarkets. Dr. Marty, a world-renowned veterinarian, has exposed this. Even the healthy, so-called healthy dog foods that you see advertised, the organic ones, they contain this meat meal. We have a full list of which dog foods contain this at dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Go to dogfoodexposed.com/stew. Dr. Marty's food, on the other hand, the top four ingredients, meats, no preservatives, no artificial crap in them, no poisons. Treat your best friends like the best friends that they are. They depend on you to make the best decisions for them. Those are our puppies, man. Do the right thing. Dogfoodexposed.com/stew.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. I'm Lauren Witzke filling in for Stu. So the New York government last week put out a warning, a statement, which was very concerning to me. Babies are at risk of getting herpes. Now, Nate Darnell is our on-the-ground correspondent for the Stu Peters Network, and he joins us with more. Nate, why is the New York government putting out a warning that babies could catch herpes during this time of the year?
Yeah, thank you, Lauren, for having me on. But the reason that children, or we should say 8-day-old infants, are catching herpes is actually from this ritual called Metzetze Bope. It's an Orthodox Jewish tradition where the rabbis circumcise the children and then they suck the blood off of their penis. And they do this as a tradition. This is found in the Babylonian Talmud. And it's a very weird tradition, I would say. And the crazy thing is that the parent or the rabbis that suck the blood off the children's penis, they actually don't have to give a statement that if they had herpes before or any other oral disease. It's the parent's right to ask, but the rabbis actually don't have to say or not if they have herpes, which is pretty gross.
So they don't have to disclose if they have a sexually transmitted disease before they do this to babies. Now, I find this very interesting. You say it's a tradition. It's probably a religious tradition. However, you know, Satanists also said that abortion was a satanic right. You know, sometimes religious traditions violate the law. Now, this looks a lot like child molestation to me. I don't know. Why do they have to remove it with their mouths?
Yeah, that's a good question. I really don't know. Like I said, this was found in the Babylonian Talmud, which if you've read the Talmud, Lauren, I'm sure you've seen some things that are in Talmud. I actually have a list of things that are actually in the Talmud, and it's just very sick things that come from this Jewish book. And a lot of people like to say, well, oh, not every Jew, not all Jews believe in the Talmud, but we have Orthodox Jews that are doing this ritual that is found in the Talmud. And I'll go through a list of things that are also found in Talmud, if that's all right. So,
sure.
In the Talmud, it says that a Jew may marry a three-year-old girl. It says a Jew may have sex with a child as long as the child is less than 9 years old. A pregnant non-Jew is no better than a pregnant animal. Every Jew who spills the blood of a godless non-Jew is doing the same as making a sacrifice to God. And then it says all Gentile children are animals. And then this is actually a crazy one. I mean, they're all crazy, but this one, Jews must destroy the books of Christians. And as we see in today's society, you know, they're pushing the Bible out of schools. They're pushing the Bible out of Congress and government. And it's just really crazy that it actually says that in the Talmud, and it kind of makes sense. It all connects. And if you see just what's going on in reality, they're taking notes from the Talmud. So I think it's time that we maybe investigate the synagogues a little bit, because if we have this going on inside the synagogue, who knows what else is going on? Because last time I checked, you know, when a Christian pastor gets in like a little tax scandal or an allegation is made against him, he's slandered in the media, he's fired, and his life is ruined. But how come Jews can get away with stuff like this and it's just swept under the rug? I think it's just a little unfair.
No, it certainly is a double standard, and religion doesn't outdo the law. You know, we are a Christian nation with founded on Christian principles. Do not murder. Originally, do not commit adultery. I know that's been kind of normalized into today's society, but no matter where society goes, the rule of law has to be the same. So this appears to be, to me, sexual child exploitation, sexual molestation of children. I'm absolutely just blown away. I mean, they're giving the kids herpes, the babies, 8-day-old babies herpes. You know, and it's certainly, I agree, it should be investigated. And I find the other pieces of scripture, I guess, very interesting. And, you know, it doesn't matter who we are, what race we are, murder is wrong and it's illegal. It doesn't matter if we are considered lesser than or Gentiles, according to their scripture, it is illegal and it is murder. And, you know, in America, that kind of action is considered sexual assault of children. And it should certainly be investigated. Nate, thank you so much. And God bless you. And thanks for this great report. Merry Christmas, Nate.
Yeah, no problem. Merry Christmas, Lauren. Thanks for having me on.
You really have to know the importance of maintaining the correct amount and the appropriate types of magnesium in your body. It literally controls most of the way that your body functions. Your overall health is incredibly dependent on the amount of magnesium and what types of magnesium are in your body. 75% of Americans have no idea that they're suffering from a magnesium deficiency, and it leads to death. Early graves is what it leads to. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all contributing factors to putting you in a coffin and 6 feet under. Don't do it. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Read about how Magnesium Breakthrough has exactly the right types and exactly the correct amounts of magnesium in one pill that you take once a day with your evening meal. You will never have slept better in your life. The rest that you will get. No more tossing around. Sleeplessness is a huge problem in America. stress and anxiety, prevalent. Hello, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there, please. I'm begging you. I want you to live a long life. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. darkagedefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit darkagedefense.com/Stu.
Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com.
Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. We are so grateful to have you with us. We wanted to give you a heads up that the Stu crew will be taking off tomorrow through January 2nd. So we will return January 2nd with the Stu Peters Show. We're going to spend some time with our families, and we hope you do the same. Despite the COVID propaganda where they're telling you you have to be vaccinated to spend time with your family, we want you to go and spend every minute you can, love on your family, celebrate and thank Christ for the gift he gave to this earth. We also have some other good news before we send you off on your way.
This is actually becoming quite a fun segment. We gotta have to pitch, you know, Stu on doing these more often. I definitely think that we need more good news in our life. And there was a couple I found today, Lauren. So the first one, all right, so we've all kind of fallen asleep on a weekend. You know, we're watching football, not really paying attention. Well, sometimes you fall asleep and a fire breaks out in your house.
Oh, okay. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, but this is the thing. God has sent us guardian angels. He's also sent us pets. All right, so this man, Tyler Revel, he had the, you know, a very good dog, Monroe. Monroe, 6-year-old dog, looks like maybe a pit mix of some kind. But I know this dog loves his owner. I actually got a package from Wichita, Kansas on this. Listen, if it wasn't for his dog, he wouldn't have learned about being humble about what God has given you.
But in the wake of tragedy,
she's my best friend, man. She's a good dog. She's my hero right now, and I'm really proud of her.
The 6-year-old dog, Monroe, is the only reason he's alive.
She didn't even hesitate. She knew something was wrong, and she had to get me out of there, and that's what she did.
He says it all started when he decided to take a Sunday nap while watching football.
She jumped on the bed and just instantly was, like, nudging my head and whining and, like, you know, like a cry kind of, like a whimper.
Barely able to see. Barely able to breathe, he grabbed Monroe, ran down the hall, and barely made it past the flames racing toward his room.
I think we got out in the nick of time, man. Just really lucky. I think if she wasn't there, I wouldn't have made it out alive, for sure.
He says he has a new perspective on what truly matters in life.
I think we take a lot for granted, you know, and all that stuff in there isn't what matters, you know. Like, it can all be replaced. She can't. Like, I can't. It is a very humbling experience.
Now, Lauren, his cat, Boo, is still missing. So if you're out in Wichita, Kansas, please watch out for Boo. But, hey, that's a lesson we could all learn.
Yes.
Okay? Love your dogs and also count your blessings, okay? Now, in addition to this, we all have parents. Still alive, too, a big blessing in that respect. That's not the case around the world, okay? So some people, they don't get to meet their parents. They don't get to meet their parents sometimes until they're 44. Now, there's a man named Wissam Muhammad out in Jordan. He was born in Jordan. He was sick when he was first born, and his mom and dad, they were kind of on rocky grounds. Divorce is really a plague on the family, okay? So they got divorced. The dad lied to the mom and told the mom that the kid had died, that Wissam was dead. So the dad knew about it. The dad kept it secret for much of the upbringing. But as it now turns, Wissam found his mom, and guess what? He gave her quite the surprise this Christmas in Cairo. He said, "Hey, Mom, I love you so much, and I'm sad we did not get to spend our early years together. They're reunited now."
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, these were good stories today, Edward, okay. Unlike yesterday's. Oh. Oh, my. Grandma getting run over. But this is great, guys. We are so grateful to our audience. Please make sure you support our sponsors. We know that we love you to death. Now, listen, one more thing before you go. I wanted to let you know that there is a Freedom Rally in January 20th through the 23rd in Orlando, Florida. It's going to be a Freedom Rally for Medical Freedom. Judy Mikovits will be speaking at it. Dave Summerall, Josh Yoder, all the good big wigs, the head honchos will be there. You're not going to want to miss it. You can get tickets to the Freedom Rally at RestoreFreedomRally.org. That's RestoreFreedomRally.org. Get your tickets to the event today. They're also going to teach you how to avoid paying federal taxes, which apparently there isn't a law, so...
Interesting. We'll be praying for that for sure. I tell you this, we're also praying for a safe Christmas. Everybody, I know you made it home. If you're still in the traveling state, you're taking an aircraft or a plane, you know, taking a truck, taking a car. We know there's a storm out there, but I'll tell you this, Christ will protect you. I believe it. I'm going to believe upon it and pray upon it. I hope you have a great Christmas, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas. Make it about Jesus. I know we are. We're going to be back on January 2nd. Is that correct?
Yes, we will see you January 2nd. Have a very Merry Christmas. Drink lots of eggnog, and God bless you.
God bless you.